Our news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Hi, good evening. This is the Prime Evening News for today, Tuesday, March 26th, 2019. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. And the headlines, UWP is on a mission to seal foreign relations for possible victory at the polls. The fallout between cabinet colleagues continues as Prime Minister Gaston Brown expresses dissatisfaction with Education Minister Michael Brown. And people affected by Tropical Cyclone Idai in Southern Africa urgently need clean water, safer sanitation facilities, as well as shelter. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliment of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these stories and more are coming up next.
It's the Red Dot clearance sale only at Quartz, and products are priced to go. Shop and save up to 60% off a wide range of items across the store. Come into Quartz today and save big on items with a Red Dot. Up to 60% off. The Red Dot clearance sale is on only at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
And we're back. The nurses of Dominica host their second day of a protest in front of the Princess Margaret Hospital. The nurses of Dominica have been proactive in the approach of getting their voices heard in the country as it relates to the unsatisfactory conditions that they have been working in over the past 3 years. Attorney at law Ronald Charles was present on the site and gave an account of what was going on that site. As Attorney Charles says that it has been communicated to him that the nurses have plans on taking their stand to the Rosa Bayfront on Wednesday as their move continues.
The nurses are at the entrance of the Princess Margaret Hospital this morning. This is the second day of their on their role to protest and to get what they need. And this has been communicated throughout the world. And I believe, you know, people are quite aware as to what the nurses of the Commonwealth of Dominica are asking for. They're there this morning, but it is in large numbers. They are standing their ground and they are chanting from this morning. Yeah? And they are deciding that, hey, this is not going to stop until the needs are met. And they're saying this with no, you know, without any reservation that this thing is going to continue. I spoke to one of the nurses just a while ago, and the other move that they'll be making is to the Bayfront tomorrow morning. They will be now moving their location to the Bayfront until the entire administration listen and or work with them in order that they can reach their goal, and that is to improve the conditions in the hospital for our nurses. Our nurses, as I've said it before, is a fundamental part of our healthcare service, and they, in their own right, it deservingly must be treated at the highest end. And if we claim that we have X amount of money and we're doing this, they would not be out there if their needs were being met.
And that was Attorney at Law Ronald Charles. And a senior fisheries officer, Julian Defoe, says that the fisheries division will soon be enacting the fisheries legislation here in Dominica. Mr. Defoe says that food safety here in Dominica is very important and that it is time for a holistic approach to food safety here in Dominica. He says that it is good for the local industry as well as the hotel industry. This, he says, is one of the best ways forward, especially moving with the current time and technology, as this new approach for food safety will be the new standard for our local fishermen.
Every single Dominican should have fair access to a good quality product and have no food safety fear. So we're going to propose it in a holistic manner. It is good for the hotel industry. It is good for the consumers. We would not want to engage the fishers into only believing that they have to make that effort into food safety and quality to meet the high-end market. But we're going to present it in a way that it becomes a standard operating procedure, and they do not handle your fish in one way and handle the fish for Kempinski in another way. This is just going to be basic standards. And we're going to need the assistance of the Ministry and Legal Affairs to enact the fisheries regulations, because voluntary compliance can only take us so far. And we have tried for many years. We have given them a lot of time to adapt, and we will still give them further support to adapt, because they will need specific tools and equipment in the first instance. Okay, Mr. Minister mentioned potting boards, getting away from those boards. You need your apron, and you need to test your fish. You know, your fish has to be kept at a certain temperature. I mean, how do you do that? You need coolers, you need the ice. So we have to provide that support before we come down with the hammer. But our fishers have to know that the time will come, then they have to conform.
And that was a senior fisheries officer, Julian Adifo. And a productivity consultant and businessman, Harry Bellot, continues to express his views regarding the operations for LIAT. Bellot told Q95 News that Dominica's government must demand that two qualified citizens be given a seat on board of the crash or the cash-strapped airline so that Dominica's interest in aviation advancement are regarded.
The other islands are not going to kick in. They're not going to kick in. Because they see the management there, the airlines is being mismanaged. So we got to do something about it. Now, I'm suggesting, again in this article, that we have a sit on the board and join St. Lucia in saying that we're not going to put any more money until things are fixed up. Now, quite the contrary is happening. They're still, but not St. Lucia, but the others saying, okay, you have a crisis, you're going to put a little money again. That's not solving the basic problem. I am saying the second thing government should seriously consider is placing Gregor or Carl Nassif on the LIAT board based on their independence and competent individualism with a huge track record of serving and protecting Dominican interests while supporting regionalism. As you know, Gregor Nassif is the owner of Secret Bay, actually the executive chairman of Fortune, and they have to deal with foreigners and foreign and so on. You know, they have a success record here. Carl Nassif is perhaps the biggest investor in Dominica.
Yes.
And was a pilot, by the way, so he understands, you know. Now, I'm not sure even either of these guys would necessarily go on the board, but they may do it for a while to help Dominica and to help a lot of things, because airlines are important in serving these days. True, we have a ferry as an option, but it can't solve all the problems. Most of these islands, most of the world, will always depend on a reliable service. Yeah. So,
Bellot also believes that an expert in aviation needs to be appointed to the board to provide an independent management audit in an effort to determine appropriate restructuring which could and lean towards a leaner airline. Speaking to Q95 News on Monday, Bellot additionally advised stakeholders to close down the LIAT airline and relaunch under a new brand and a new executive, as was the case with BVI Airlines in times past.
My last point was they need to appoint an airline industry expert to conduct an independent management audit to determine appropriate restructuring to make a leaner airline. That is, the costs are way down. And remember, much like the transformation of BWI, what are BWI? You remember? Does it exist now? You don't hear the name now, because guess what? They had the same problem like LIAT. Bad management, bad culture of management. Nothing serious was happening. A government that had the testicular fortitude to say, you know what, the only option, close down the airline. They closed down the airline, and of course, have to pay redundancy in this kind of business. They started a new one called Caribbean Airlines, and they just hired back the good people, got brand new management. And that is what LIAT may have to do.
And that was a productivity consultant and a businessman, Parry Bellot. And leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, says his executive has begun sealing partnerships and foreign relations with other countries to ensure smoother transitions of government relations if the United Workers Party is voted to form the government of Dominica. Linton told Q95 recently that the party's meeting with various world leaders are going well. He also touched on steps and stops he had made in his touching of various cities to meet with Dominicans around the world.
We had some very important engagements, and as you know, political parties in opposition, especially those on the verge of getting into government, have to look ahead to the alliances that are going to be formed and the areas from which assistance can be secured for the things that we want to do in government, especially on the agenda of real change. And that was the purpose of those meetings in D.C. Very soon, I'll be heading to the other side of the world to some engagements there. I'll tell you more about it as we confirm, and then back to North America for some more meetings. As you would have seen, there's great interest now in us, the United Workers Party Team Dominica, engaging with our brothers and sisters in some of the key areas where Dominicans reside. So, you know, places like Miami, and the last time we were in North America in 2014, we had actually scheduled a meeting with our brothers and sisters in Toronto, which didn't quite work out. And I think since going back to there has been a feeling that we owe Toronto a visit.
Under that was the leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton. Meantime, $104 million has been made available to the government of Dominica to see the construction of housing units here in Dominica. This is according to the Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerritt, as he says that there is a joint committee in place to oversee this project. The Prime Minister also says that under the European Union arrangements, there is a funds to build 50 housing units for the residents of Salibia.
As you know, also, we have $40 million United States dollars from the World Bank, which equates to about $104 million EC dollars. We have now finalized the appointment of the unit to carry this out, and we look forward to rolling out these housing units very soon, completing the designs and the locations of these homes and so forth. Under the EU arrangement, European Union funding, we have some funds which, as Minister of Finance, I allocated to the Salibia constituency. So the funds that we have from the European Union would be able to build some 50 houses for 50 individual families in the Salibia constituency. So we have decided, based on discussions in the, to put 10 in each, in some of the hamlets, each hamlet. So the cabinet has ratified this and approved this. So that will be rolled out. There's a joint committee in place. The council is represented, the Ministry of Housing and other committee people are part of this committee that will oversee the implementation of that project.
And that was the Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. The fallout between the cabinet colleagues continues as Prime Minister Gaston Browne expressed his dissatisfaction with Education Minister Michael Brown over the leaked memo which criticized the government's deal with Global Ports Holding, or GPH. The public bashing of Michael Browne, the twice-elected member of Parliament for the constituency of All Saints West, began shortly after several media houses received a copy of a memo to cabinet written by the Education Minister expressing his concerns over the Global Ports Holding Agreement. The minister was forewarned, he says, and was told in cabinet that the event that this paper was to be released and based on the language that was used in a way which was ridiculed and ridiculed the Prime Minister, it may have the consequences for you, Gaston Browne says. The Prime Minister added that the cabinet officials are consistently reminded about what can be discussed in the cabinet. And the people affected by Tropical Cyclone Idai in Southern Africa urgently need clean water, safer sanitation facilities and shelter, as the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, or IFRC, said on Monday, warning that some areas of Mozambique still remain inaccessible because of the unprecedented flooding.
When we have so many people that are affected by a flood at the scale of magnitude that we're experiencing right now in Mozambique, and the precarious situations of the transit centers as well as the shelter facilities, we are really sitting on a water, sanitation and hygiene ticking bomb. 3,000 people in a school of 15 classes and 6 toilets, you know, only in Beira. That is really a recipe for disaster. And then waterborne diseases, you know, can happen, like cholera, like typhus, like also in a malaria endemic country like Mozambique, then we can have, you know, more malaria cases. So intervening quick on water, sanitation and hygiene and clean water is critical.
Inland, did you get to go inland? Are people still clambering onto roofs to save themselves?
Yes, people are clambering on everything that is on higher ground, in places that are not really accessible right now, you know, because of the difficulty of getting there. This type of disaster do not only affect the local communities, but they affect also the responders. We don't want, you know, we can have all the means, but getting there because of high tide, getting there because of isolation is very difficult. Sometimes we have to do maybe what we not prefer to do in terms of relief, like dropping items, you know, from an helicopter. But in some instances, unfortunately, that was the only way that we could access people.
And that's the Prime Evening News. Here's a recap of our headlines. UWP on a mission to seal foreign relations for a possible victory at the polls. And the fallout between cabinet colleagues continues as Prime Minister Gaston Browne expressed his dissatisfaction with Education Minister Michael Brown. And people affected by Tropical Cyclone Idai in Southern Africa urgently needed clean water and safe sanitation facilities. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens.